Ah, this is so stupid.
If I call myself stupid, then no one else can.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel like I'm getting ahead of it. I'm like, yeah, what am I doing? But what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are any of us doing? It's kind of how I feel.
And yeah, it's safe space to be stupid.
Yeah, well, thank you for being on.
Love it.
Okay, so it's so funny. It's like you go by Taylor V. Taylor Levy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's like just your official last name.
Yeah, so I'm just Taylor Levy now.
Wait, we didn't even ask.
That's just who I've embodied.
I love it.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that name? I guess it's like it's like a play on Saint Levy.
Yeah, it's a play on Saint Levy, and I was like super obsessed with like French film in college and like France and Paris, and I was like, oh, je ne sais quoi.
That's so funny. Like, this is me now.
Yes, and so I don't know why. I just like loved like French poetry and like surrealism, mm-hmm. and I just like thought I was so different. I was like.
We all have to think we're different in some way, or else we'll shoot ourselves in the face. So.
Yeah, so I got really into it. And then at the time, I had a boyfriend, and we were both really into, like, working out. And he's like, let's change our Instagram names to be, like, more, like, fitness influencers. So he, like, changed his to, like, whatever his name is, Pumps. And so then I was going to be, like, T-Pumps.
Nuh-uh.
Which is, like, a terrible name, but it was taken. So I was like, okay, let me come up with something else. I think I was literally sitting on the toilet, and I was like, I was like, you know what? Say Lovey. I was like, I'll just be, like, Tay Lovey. And then I just made it that, and then I just was that. And then my Instagram got bigger, and I was like, okay, I guess I am her.
Me.
And then I was like, okay, I'll just be Taylor Levy now. Mm-hmm. So
I love it.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, when people ask me my name, I'm like, it's Taylor Levy. And I'm like, completely, I'm like, I don't even know who that other person anymore. Yeah.
It's cool, though. I think it's like we're always reinventing ourselves in some way, and to, like, have a, like, a branding for it is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Makes it easy. And, like, you really have, like, grown into this like other avenue, so it's like a cool way to brand yourself and like protect your other self as well.
Yeah because that's a nice part, is like, you know, anything like legally and stuff, it's like don't have to know that name.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know what I would make up for my name. I'm just like stuck with myself at this point. But that's fine.
And my like real last name is like kind of ugly.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever share it, or is it like
no.
at this point?
I don't tell anyone. It's only like if you know my last name then you know it, but like people will be like, what is it? And I'm like, I'm not telling you. That's the
so
point.
Funny.
It's
That's
a
like,
secret.
My favorite is like on Wikipedia when you like see a star's name and you're like, ew.
Yeah, right?
Like Cardi B, John Legend, like Alicia Keys. Like Alicia Keys, I just looked it up recently and I was like,
what's her name?
I forget, but it's like Alicia Edwards or something. Like something like.
Yeah, basic, right?
Yeah, where you're like, ugh.
Yeah, mine is like, ugh.
Well, that's why it's funny, because yeah, if I always said if I were to get married, I would keep my name.
Okay.
And I'm curious. What
you
would
have
you
like a good name actually though,
thank
like Tori Cole.
It flows.
It sounds like that's already your famous name.
Thank you.
Like you could see that on a billboard, like Tori Cole.
Thank you.
You know,
I'm gonna embody that.
Because it's almost like Brad Pitt. You have like those two. Yeah, like isn't that what they say, to have like the two short ones?
Yeah.
Like sometimes what I don't like.
Tori Cole. Yeah.
Yeah. What I don't like about my name sometimes is like Taylor Levy, and I feel like it's kind of like. Redundant. Taylor Levy.
No, it sounds cool though.
Does it?
And also like if you're like that's people could also it could pass as like a real name, you know?
Yeah, it's not like too crazy.
People
like,
ever ask if you're French?
All the time.
That's so
which
funny.
Like I am a little bit, but
oh,
like
you are?
But like my I'm like a mutt, so I'm not
yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm not like not from there.
Do you just know? Play it off like no, or like I kind of am? It's
I'd
like
be
not
like
really
I am. I'm gonna be whatever you want me to be.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Well, it's been fun to have you back in New York.
I know. It's been fun to be back in New York.
Yeah. It's been I was saying to you, I don't know if I hit record yet, but last time we did this, you were living in New York.
Yeah.
And since mm-hmm. then, you've moved to LA,
mm-hmm.
and now you're doing your own thing, but you might come back.
Now I'm just like a rambling man.
It's kind of fun, though. You're kind of like living COVID.
What do you mean?
Like when when it was COVID, like
I'm COVID.
No, like you're living like in a COVID mindset of like you can go anywhere, do anything. Like it's almost like a clean slate. Like I went home to my mom's during COVID, and then I got to be like, what do I do next? And like I also got to like live rent free and just kind of bop.
Yeah.
And that was so fun.
It is nice right now because like I literally just have all my stuff in storage, and so like even like when I was coming here on this trip, I had like a few pairs of pants, and I like went. Like, this sweater was half off, so I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know if I would ever actually wear this, but I was just like, all right, this is what's coming with us, and I'm just going to make outfits out of it.
Where'd you get that from?
Like, Nordstrom's, but they were having, like, a big sale.
Oh, wow.
I was like, 50% off. And I kind of like dressing like a little grandma sometimes.
Coastal grandma was in for a while.
Yeah.
It still is.
I think
but
it's
like,
fun.
Yeah. Well, it's a cute sweater.
Thank you.
Do you miss LA at all?
No, but I think, like, it's... No, not really. I don't know. Mm-mm.
Do you ever ask, like, why did I do that?
Yeah. I'm like, I should have stayed in New York. I have, like, real friends in New York
who are... You really do.
Who are, like, real people and, like, really cool and, like, actually care about me. And then, like, in L.A., I didn't really... And that's... It took me, like... Because I lived in New York for 2 years about, and it took me, like, 2 years to kind of get there to, like, making real friends.
It does take time. But
I still talk to, like, everyone that I did while I was in New York. And, like, those friendships have, like, stood the test of time without seeing each other.
That's what I was thinking, because you and I have mutual friends with Joe Fowler, who was on the podcast before.
Yeah, I love Joe.
And, yeah. And it's, like... And it's like, when I met you, it was through Troy.
Yeah.
And then it just stuck. Like, it was like a friendship that just kind of like, to your point, like, stood the test of time where you're like, I'm going to keep talking to you, seeing you. Like, when you texted me being like, I got a new number, I like, DM'd you being like, Taylor, like, is this you? Because it was just like, A, it was so sweet, but I hadn't heard from you in a while. And like, B, I was like, I can't tell if she's being hacked right now. Like, remember that? Yeah. I DM'd you being like, just to let you know. And you're like, no, that's me. And I was like, okay, I figured. But yeah, I bumped into Joe on the street on yesterday and he just was like, oh yeah, Taylor's in town. And then his friend Karen was like, yeah, I'm going to do yoga with her in an hour.
And I was like, supposed to go to an event with them yesterday, but I told you the night before I was like an asshole. Yesterday for me was all about survival. Just, I was like, I need to sleep and I need to like New York. That's the thing is I feel like I've missed out on doing anything during the daytime in New York this whole time. I've been sleeping during the day and then I'm just up all night.
Yeah.
Like hanging out with my friends.
Where are you going?
What do you mean?
Like, where do you go until 10 a.m.? What are you doing?
I don't know. Yeah. That's a problem. Since I've been here, I, like, went to a strip club.
Stop.
I went to,
like, which one?
Somewhere in, like, Queens.
Queens?
It was the only one open.
How did you end up there?
I was with that guy I was telling you about, and then Grace, and we were all just, like, feral. And,
that's hilarious.
And Grace was really matching my energy. I was like, let's go to a karaoke bar. And she was like, yeah. And then so was the guy we were with. He was like, yeah, let's do it. And so we all, it was like three theater kids hanging out. Like
love
we're
that.
All singing karaoke and just having a blast. Just us three in a room for like 3 hours. Stop. Just singing karaoke, passing the mics, having a blast.
In the city.
That was in the city. Okay,
and then we were like, let's travel to Queens.
And then we were like, we closed karaoke bar down. No one's in there. They're like, you guys have to go now. We're like, okay, fine. And then we're like, let's go to strip club. Wow. And then we went to Sapphire's. It was closed. And then we went to another one we looked up. And
Scores is a popular one.
I'm trying to think what it was called, like something Palace.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was fun though. I was like standing on a chair. I was like, can I stand on this chair?
New York will bring that out of you, especially if you're gone for a while. Like when you're back to your point, you're like, I guess you're making up for lost time. And you're like, I didn't go to a strip club in the last, like, whenever. You're like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, it is fun. And I'm like, I told them, I was like, if we go in the strip club, you can only let me go to the ATM once because I just love throwing money. I think it's fun. Like, I don't have money to throw, like, but I like doing it. And the next day I'll wake up and be like, why did I do that?
How much money did you let yourself take out?
$300.
That's very kind.
And then I went back for $140.
It's almost like live OnlyFans.
Yeah, I like to give back to the community. Yeah. And it's Christmas time, like, what they have kids. And it was dead in there. And, like, I'm fun, you know, like, clearly. At the strip club.
Oh,
they're
I'm
like,
sure they loved you.
I'm standing out of, and they're like, we don't even have to do
also,
anything.
Also, like, you're, like, hotter than them. Or you're like, hey, I think you're doing great, sweetie. It's giving that energy.
Oh, they were loving it. There was one point where I had to be like, you guys, give us 5 minutes. Because we had, like, 10 girls just swooning our chairs.
And were they cute?
Yeah, they were cute. There was, like, one with glasses. And I was like, glasses, you're crazy. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, I'll make friends with them. And then I'll, like, get their phone number. I don't know. I'm like that guy. I'm like, no, they really liked me.
That's so... No, I mean, like, that's a classic one. I've only been to a strip club once. It was in college. And I was basically, like, kidnapped from my lacrosse practice. I was wearing a jersey. I was, like, still sweating. And they're like, we're going to the bus stop, is what this place was called. It was, like, this gnarly club, like, on the outskirts of Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
And I'll never forget, like, I had to, like, wear my sweatshirt inside out because it was, like, my CU lacrosse uniform. And they were, like, you probably shouldn't be representing, like, your team in here. So I'm wearing this, like, inside-out sweatshirt. I look disgusting. And I remember this one girl, like, folded a bill, like, a $1 bill and put it on my head. And then she squatted down. And then picked it up with her butt. Yeah.
I don't like that.
I hated it. I was a freshman in college. I ran into my dorm like, ah, and like showered for like 20 minutes after. And I've never gone back. But
that's the thing. I don't know why. I don't know like what. I'm like a boy. I don't even. But
was it like full nudity?
No, and I don't really like those ones either.
See, that was what I experienced.
Like, I don't want to see a vagina. Yeah. I don't think I even. There was, I think, a time a girl took her tits out, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, really? See, my first ever time was open vagina.
That scares me.
It was gnarly. I was like, I didn't think this is how this went.
There's a strip club in LA that's like, I don't like the strip clubs in LA. They're scary places.
Yeah, I believe
that. And they'll like, one time I was just throwing money because that's just like fun for me. Uh-huh. I'm just like, I do this thing where I like put it all in my hand and then I,
wow.
And I like make a wish. And people love it. Like, I'm just there to like do little tricks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're there entertaining yourself, essentially.
Yes. And I'm usually pretty drunk when I'm there. So this one day I was just like, I just want to throw some money. And then the girl like pulls me on top of her on the stage and like puts my hands on her tits. And I was like, ah.
Oh my God.
No.
She like assaulted herself.
Yeah. And I was like, oh no. You don't have to do all that.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do Chippendales.
I would do that with you. Yeah. See, I don't know if I'd love it or I'd hate it.
That's how I feel. Where I'm like,
because those, like, the way they dance, yeah. I'm kind of like, ah.
I don't, it's like Magic Mike is one thing, and that's how I picture it, because I love Channing Tatum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the reality of it, I'm like, who are you guys?
Yeah, and I don't know if I want to feel your junk.
I definitely don't want to do that.
I only want to feel your junk if, like, I like you.
I want to watch, like, an older woman get pulled on stage and have the time of her life.
I would love to watch you get pulled on stage. I think that would be hilarious.
I would shut down.
You'd be like, ah.
Yeah.
I would too. Like, I'd be like, oh, my.
I would want to, like, feel small, though. Like, if they did pick me up, I'd be like, woo, I'm so skinny. Like, I just want to feel thin. That's, like, my way of, like, getting off.
Have you ever had a guy pick you up during sex?
Yes.
Whenever someone's done that to me, because like I feel like I'm so long, you know, that you I'm always tall. Just like, wow.
It's always better in your mind, though. I feel like the reality of it doesn't actually feel good.
Yeah, and it's also like
it's a performative.
It looks cool in the movies. Like when I see the movies, I'm like, wow, I wish that happened to me. But then like it happens to me, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. No,
am I heavy?
Time, like, my stomach. I just was like, can you stop?
Yeah, I was like, put me down.
I was like, this was very impressive from a physical standpoint on your end, and I'm very impressed, but this can end now.
You are manly. You are very manly.
You are strong.
You are so strong.
You've proven it, and you can put me down now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time I had a guy pick me up by, like, my thighs and, like, put me up, and I hit my head on the ceiling.
Stop.
And I was like... on the ceiling, because like I'm pretty tall, so they were normal height ceilings. I think he picked me up, like he was gonna put me up against mom. And I was like, ow. Oh god, I'm so scared. I'm like 8 feet in the air right now.
Did you realize he did that to you?
Yeah, I think so, but he just was like, I'm gonna go with it. And I remember the next day, I was like, dude, I'm hooking up with someone, I hit my head on the ceiling.
Like, not many people can say that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I was
definitely,
like,
I've gotten like the headboard, and then you just kind of like, well, this is, yeah. This is weird now.
Like, this isn't fun anymore. Like, I have a concussion.
Like, we're having fun. Wow. Yeah. Chippendales. Vinny from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
He's a comedian now.
Mm-hmm.
And he did Chippendales. And I'm like, I'm just curious the walks of life that end up on that stage.
Yeah, right?
Like,
I don't even know where there is one.
Oh, it's been Vegas.
Only?
I think so.
I feel like maybe back in like 2010 they had like
they
more
tour.
Chippendales.
They toured too.
They toured. Oh,
yeah.
Chippendales toured.
Yeah, which I feel like in a setting that's not like built for it, it'd be weird. Like if I'm in a comedy club and I watch a bunch of men on stage like stripping, like I feel like it has to be like the right. It needs to be a runway and like dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It needs to be dark. Really, really dark.
Like I don't want just a stage of men.
Yeah, what is it about? It's just not like when women are just like so. Like, sexy and debonair and, like, I don't know. And then men, I'm always kind of, like...
Well, I'll never forget. I watched this girl, she had a bit on stage where she was, like, we hired a stripper for my sister's bachelorette. And she was, like, it wasn't hot. It was, like, for men to have strippers, it's, like, oh, yeah. But, like, when women hire them, it's, like, Bozo the Clown just showed up. You know? Like, it's, like... Yeah. We're laughing at you. Like, we're not laughing with you. Like, we're not into this. Like, you're just, like, this, essentially a clown or, like, a court jester. Like, you're a joker.
Like, we're like,
ha. Yeah, we're like, ew.
He's taking his clothes
off. Yeah, what a joke.
Loser.
I thought that comparison of, like, male stripper to Bozo the Clown was, like, the best thing I've ever heard.
That kind of is true, though. I'm like, what is that? I don't know.
When it's the same thing with like a lot of like sexual things. Like I feel like porn and OnlyFans is definitely a more like male base. Like no women are like, I don't know how many women subscribe to a man that's straight. Yeah. I don't know. Again, I don't know the stats, but it is a curious thing.
I think if anything, there might be more women who are subscribing like to women, like if they're like lesbians.
Yes, for sure.
You know, because I know I have a friend who like her OnlyFans is like mostly women. She's just like this really cool bitch, and so it's like that makes sense.
Oh, and she's straight?
No, she. Oh, I guess she's bisexual.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know like a lot of like gay men will subscribe to men.
Oh yeah.
So I was but just like I was a curious demographic of that whole world of like.
I had a guy who lived in my building, and one time I was wearing like an OnlyFans hat or something, and he was like, "Oh, OnlyFans." He's like, "That's weird. Why are you wearing that?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he was like, "Isn't that only for gay men?" And I was like, "Oh, so you're gay, for sure." And he was gay, but it was just kind of funny because I was like, "Oh, that because that's all he uses it for." Mm-hmm. So it's like maybe there is women who do that, but like I don't know about it because I feel like I don't come across it too much. Maybe if, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Because, like, right, it's like a romance novel, I feel like, would do it for me if I was an older woman.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know if I'd go, like, seeking out, like, a man's OnlyFans.
Totally. Like, Fifty Shades of Grey was, like, the best thing that ever happened for us. We were like, we want to, like, have to work for it and read about it. And, like, want a love story.
I never saw the movie, the whole movie. I've only seen, like, clips of it.
I don't think you missed anything.
Were you into it? Were you one of those 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I read like half the book. And when she had like the best sex of her life for her first time ever, I was like, I'm done. That's not how it works. You don't get an orgasm the first time. Like you're supposed to be like on an air mattress in a basement. Maybe you bleed on the wall a little bit and you like cry about it for a few months thinking you've like lost yourself. Like that's how you should lose your virginity.
Is this what happened to you? Is this going to a personal place?
No, that is, happened to a friend. But I actually just combined a few of my friend's stories. Mine was just pretty, like, basic. Mm. It was kind of like, okay, that happened, you know?
Yeah, mine nothing, was too.
Like,
mine
you
was...
know, a teenage boy doesn't know what he's doing.
I was very underwhelmed.
Wildly.
And I was like, I feel like I was so excited. And then it happened and it lasted, like, 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Because it takes you a while to, like, get comfortable with yourself and comfortable with a partner. It
takes 10 years, I think, to get good at sex.
Yeah, I honestly think I just got good, like, yesterday.
Same. I had to have sex with, like, a 50-year-old man to be like, oh, that's how you do that. I wish that was a joke. But I'm like, oh, you've got, like, 40 years of training. That's a lot.
So it was good? So he, like, knew what he was doing?
He knew what he was doing, yeah. Isn't that great? For the first time, I was like, oh, my God.
When you hook up with someone and they know what they're doing?
It's like, can you tell everybody? Hey, go tell everybody what you just did there. Write a book about it. And then sell it on the internet.
The world needs to know you.
Truly. Because people that don't know what they're doing, it's like, well, this was fun, but...
And also, I feel like at a certain age, too, it's like, right, when you're younger, obviously, everyone's still getting that experience. But at a certain age, you're kind of like, okay, how do you not... No, still.
That's my point.
Like, my ex, he still didn't know.
Stop.
I swear to God, bro. And I was like, it felt like I was, like, teaching him, and I was like, so listen.
That's the worst, listen. Too, like, because you want it to be good for both of you. Yeah. It's like, if you're having fun, they're having fun. But one time I told a guy, I was like, go higher. Yeah. And he goes, I'm getting there. Okay. Like, you were never going to get there. I yelled at him later on, like, over breakfast. Did he ever get there? I was like, hey, by the way, that's not how you talk to a woman in bed. He was like, I'm sorry. He goes, yeah. I just got really insecure. And I was like, as you should grow up.
Because we're trying to have open communication here.
Exactly. Again, he was quick to be like, I'm sorry, that was wrong.
Yeah,
that's fair. It doesn't spark confidence in myself to then boss the next guy around. It's like, well, you weren't going to get there. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I love a man who just knows how to touch a woman, you know, like gently, but like, man, like,
Yep. No, every man should know at this age, too.
That'll turn me into a cartoon, and I'll be like, ah, woo. I'm 30.
Because I remember the first time you were coming over to do the podcast, I remember Troy didn't know how old you were.
I don't really say it online ever.
Right, well, the way he described you, I was like, what am I going to talk to this 22-year-old model about? I was, like, pissed. I was like, I'm going to sit on a third-wheel date in my own goddamn apartment. And then you were like the coolest person ever. And then you were like my age. And I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
But I just remember he was like, yeah, I think she's like early 20s. And I was like, what does she do? A lot of
people think I'm really young, but I think that's just like, because I've never said it online, people just like assume. And I think like with the job, people like think it's like younger.
Yeah.
I just got carded to sit in the exit row on a plane not too long ago.
Stop.
And I'm like, I have marionette lines. What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about?
That's actually I'm like, so funny.
I'm 5'10". I have an expensive suitcase. Yeah. I was like,
I'm Do you see my Ramoa up there?
I'm a woman. I was like, I'm a full-grown woman. I was like, what do you mean? But then, you know, I'll dress like a little boy. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'll have like a snapback.
I wear the sweats. Yeah.
Yeah, and so they're like, you're 12. And I'm like, I'm 45.
Nice. I would probably like wipe a single tear and be like, thank you so much.
It did feel good, but then I was almost like, oh, do I look like... I look like a child.
Yeah, because you'd be 18.
Yeah. And I was like, how old did you... She's like, I thought you were like 15. I was like, you're...
Okay, what, who, like, what did you, this woman look like?
You need glasses. She was like, you know, a regular...
Was she white? Because sometimes different races can't tell different races. And I mean that like not racist at all.
Oh, she might have been like... I don't know. She might have been like a little mix of something.
Okay, because I really think like sometimes other races are like...
They're like, I don't know what you're supposed to look
like. I don't get you, and I don't get what this is.
They're like, I'm unsure about everything you have going on.
No, but actually.
Can't pinpoint you. See a lot of people. Can't figure you out.
No, really. I have had like a lot of people look at my mom and I, and they're usually not white in these scenarios, and they're like, sisters? And I'm like, that is so sweet for my mother. But for me, I'm offended. Yeah. I do not look like my 65-year-old mother's sister. Sir, ma'am. But we get it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta see what your mom looks like.
I'll show you. She's a cutie. And she is fairly ageless. Like, mm-hmm. She looks like she's in her 50s.
Yeah.
But
you're like, but I don't. Yeah.
And I could see maybe I look late 30s, which that could be a sibling situation. It happened at literally, we went to Bloomingdale's and she got her makeup done. And I was like, doesn't she look fabulous? Just kind of like beefing her up and the guy, because he did a nice job on her makeup. And yeah. He was like, yeah, like, you guys are sisters, right? And I was like...
Well, do you think he was almost like...
Well, that's what I thought at first. And then he was so... He like, either deserves an award for this performance, or he was baffled.
Or he's dead ass. Yeah.
Because I'm like, either you should be an actor, because he was like, what?
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't like a...
Oh, he wasn't like, hee-hee?
Yeah, no, he didn't like... It was like a full-on, like, wait, no?
Like, you blew his mind?
Yeah, and I was like...
out of her.
Yeah, it was... I was like, I need to get out of here. But I was like, you already sold her the makeup. I was like, sure, the sale has been processed, or you don't need to play this charade anymore. And I like looked at him, and he was like, I really thought that. And I was like, well, I need Botox again. I do. I got it in April, and then I just get scared that it's like... One time I just heard that like your muscles, you don't use them anymore, and then they just decide to fall. But I'm like, whatever, I need to... Then you're like, am I going to do this for the rest of my life?
I started when I was 18.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, you look 15.
I look 15? I went to school to be an esthetician. And so
really?
I was like, I'm going to do preventative. And so when I first started getting it, I'd get like 8 units, like nothing crazy. And then, but I also feel like... Sorry, I can't stop sniffling. But I also feel like... No, it's like there's nothing to come out. It's just like...
a judgment-free zone. Sniffle away.
It's just like every sinus I have is an asshole. That's what it is.
This happens in the winter, too. When I walk, I like snot. And I'm like, what is this? I can't
go outside. Like in the cold.
Yeah.
I'm like... Yeah. It turns like a little bunny.
The worst is dating in the winter here. Not that I do it, but I've gone on like a few dates in the past. In the last 7 years. Where I'll show up to this bar like red-nosed and snotting. And I'm like... Hi, yeah. I'm Tori.
And I'm like dry.
Go away. Yeah.
I'm like, even my nose is like dry and my skin is dry and I'm cracking.
Yeah.
I actually got a really sweet compliment. I was on a date the other night and this guy was like, you're so cute. Your cheeks get perfectly rosy when you're outside. And I was like, I'm going to
have gay
sex with you. No. No, he was straight.
Perfectly rosy is the most thoughtful, detailed compliment I've ever
heard. I was like, we're in a rom-com.
You are.
Thank you.
No, you're married now.
And I was like, you noticed my rosy cheeks? That's like, sweet. I'll cry. The bar is so low.
Is this the one that you've been hanging out with?
Yeah.
Keeper.
I know. I'm like, what's wrong with you? I got to find out.
I know. That's the scary thing that you and I, I'm sure, both vibe on, because when you've been burned enough times, you're just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, Well, where is it?
Oh, I'm like, oh no, I know this trick.
Yeah.
Be everything I want in the beginning and then switch up on me one day.
And you're just like, I know this. This has happened every time. Mm-hmm. Do you ever just outright ask, like, what's wrong with you?
I did last night. I was like, what are your red flags? I was like, be weird about it. Get dirty and dark. Be honest. Tell me. Yeah. Because I might accept you still.
Did he say?
Yeah, he did give me one, which I guess, like, kind of made sense. But it also felt like an interview answer. Because I'm just
too perfect?
He was like, I think he was like that he's too nice. And sometimes women want, like, someone who, like, has a little bit of, like, a...
do want a mean person.
Sometimes, like, I think there's, like, that little bit of, like, when someone is a little toxic or, like, the chase aspect. Yeah. And so he's, like, I'll just be very upfront about my feelings. And, like, he's, like, I'm caring and I'm nice and I have a big heart. And I was, like, okay, well, I've been hurt so much that these all sound like green flags.
Yeah.
Because I feel like as you get older, too, it's, like, you kind of get to a point where you're done with the games and you know what you're looking for. And you're, like, I want, if I'm ever going to have a partner, I want them to be kind. I want them to be someone who, like, is very empathetic
of your feelings.
I want caring, someone who's gonna care a lot about, like, making sure that they respond to me because they care about how I feel.
Yeah,
you know, and, like, just doing, like, little things like that. And but also someone too who, like, respects boundaries and isn't, like, overbearing at the same time. You know, someone who's
this person that you're this unicorn you're conjuring up.
I know that's why I don't think it's out there, but I'm looking. I'm trying.
I mean, so far, until proven otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice he's tall. Like, that's already. I'm like, yeah. Oh, wow.
Height is a big one.
Yeah.
Not easy to find. Height and hair.
Height and hair. He's got a good hairline, too. And he's got a lot of hair. And it's curly. It's so cute. Yeah, I'm down bad right now.
You are.
Yeah, you can't tell me I got rosy cheeks and hit it right and expect me to be like, whatever. I'm like, wow.
That's the best feeling, though. Like, I haven't had, like, a crush like that in a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah, when was your last, like, crush that you were giddy about? It's so fun, but I feel like even after my last relationship, I was like, absolutely not. Like, when I first hung out, this guy was like, we'll be friends.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, what is happening to my body?
My last crush was, like, January, but it didn't last long. Like, I went and I visited him.
Yeah.
And I quickly saw all the red flags. Oh. Yeah. So, but it was one of those crushes where, like, the hell is that?
Oh, that's my phone. I'm sorry.
I thought that was making the craziest noise. I'm like, that's not how my phone buzzes.
I don't like to, like, I hate, like, when anything tells me to pick it up.
Totally. So it's always, I would have put my phone on Do Not Disturb a lot. And this was like, and this is funny, my ex noticed I did it in the middle of one of our conversations. And he, like, brought it up to me later and was like, you put me on Do Not Disturb mid-conversation. And I was like, yeah, because you wouldn't stop talking to me. And I was out with my friends.
Yeah, and I was like, done.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't want these notifications.
Yeah.
So now I'm very, like, when I think of, like, Do Not Disturb, I think about him because can be a touchy, and because I want to put it on when people are texting me, but then now I'm like, well, I don't offend them. I'm like shutting them up.
Offend them.
Like mid, like, yeah, anyways.
Humble them.
Yeah.
Tori's busy.
Yeah. I'm a busy girl. The last time I had a crush was January, and it was like the crush where you like walk to work and you're like looking at the sky and like brushing your hair back, like, what you're is? Like,
life is worth living.
Yes. Yeah, but then I visited him and I was like, oh, this is not it. He's lovely and we're friends. Yeah. So that's kind of my best case scenario. It's like, you're into each other, then you're like, this isn't a match, but like, we're homies. And like, we don't like talk because he's like dating someone else. And it's like, I wish I could be like, there's not one part of me that wants to ever fuck you again. But that's also harsh. So I'm like, I'll just let him not talk to me really, even though like, it's like, we could be like super chill.
Yeah.
Who knows? But
sometimes, do you ever, like, hook up with a guy and then you're like, damn, we should have just stayed friends. Like, we'd be great friends, but now that we've crossed that boundary, it's kind of like...
Sometimes, though, I think you gotta get out of your system, and then you can be friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I've had that where, like, I really wanted to hook up with someone for, like, a while, and, like, being around them was weird for me. Like, I, like, couldn't look them in the eyes, kind of, like, level of, like, I have a crush on you. And then we hooked up, and then it was so whatever, and I realized, like, it was never going to be a thing that I was, like, I could look him in the eyes again, and I was like, hey, man, what's up?
Like, you're like, I just had to pop that tension.
Truly. I had to cut it like a knife.
Actually, that's kind of true, because now I'm thinking about, like, a couple situations where it was kind of like, it happens, and then you're just like, oh, okay, that's cool. Now we're chill.
Yeah. Especially when it's not good, you're like, see ya when I see ya. Like, and then you give him a good fist bump on the shoulder, and you're like, homies.
See ya, pal.
Yeah. And I've been able to be, like, good friends with most people.
Yeah.
Unless they really liked me and I, like, hurt them, which is, like, maybe two relationships ever. Or I've been hurt once where I was like, you could go to hell.
Yeah.
And I've never talked to them again. Yeah. Probably got coffee once and then.
I'm trying to think. I think I'm usually like, once I'm done and I kind of just like never will talk to them again. I have one ex who I'm friends with, but we also dated when we were like 21. So it's a long time ago. He's still like friends with like my whole family and stuff because like, he lives in this small town and whatever. And actually, we happened to move to New York when I moved here. He moved here at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. So it was like neither of us knew anyone. He moved here for work. So we would just hang out all the time.
And there's never like a moment of like...
He like tried to kiss me once the very first time we hung out. And I was like, get real, buddy. But it was so much better because then like he kind of lived on Roosevelt Island too, which is like an awkward place to get home to. You were around here,
right?
No, I was like up in Hudson Yards area. I was Hell's Kitchen, 40th and 10th.
The one that I went to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you saw that crane fall, didn't you? Or was it your building?
I had just moved out and that was my building.
That's so crazy.
Which sucked. The pool was closed that whole summer. I was like, thank God I got out. But I was doing a thing on my Instagram talking about like since that building started going up. Because I'm like a Looney Tune and I'll just stay home and look out my window like a grandma. And so I was like, hey, what's going on with this building? We're building. And I'd like make up little stories like, get a job, Taylor. Yeah. But then the crane fell. And I was like, reporting live from the scene, guys. Like, I don't think I was living there at the time. But yeah, crazy. It was that right was, there.
Yeah. No one got hurt though, or one person died?
Oh my God, someone died.
Oh, okay.
I remember too, I like had this whole bit about like the crane daddy. And I was like, who is in that crane?
And was it him, you think?
It was him. And apparently he's had like issues before with like...
Sad.
I don't think he died. Oh, okay. But apparently this wasn't his first like crane issue. So I don't know if he's going to have a job anymore.
Maybe he shouldn't work on tall buildings.
It's kind of scary too, because I was like, I got very like into what was happening. Uh-huh. Like, and I was like, that crane... is really high up.
Yeah.
And you could see it blowing in the wind. Scary. And then also I was like, this guy is good because it's windy. Yeah. He has like these big steel beams.
And he's like,
and he's going next to a building, which from my point of view looks like a few feet. Yeah. And I was like, how is he accounting for like, how do you account for the wind?
Totally.
Right?
No, construction in New York blows my mind. It's like they're blue collar workers, but like they're doing the hardest of all jobs.
Like, you guys are good.
Yeah. No, whenever I see them in the city, I'm like kind of like turned on. I'm like, you guys are hot.
Me too. Honestly, like I've been catcalled by a few and I was like, I'm going to let that one slide.
Right? I'm like, do it again. Also, like catcalling, unless it's like a really disgusting person, I'm like, one day I'm going to be old and disgusting and no one will catcall me. So
they
like,
still will. I guarantee it. Yes.
Well, that just makes me enjoy it.
You'll just be an easier target.
Oh, so it's like a threatening thing. It's not like a you're hot. It's like, I'm gonna steal your wallet. It's actually a call. It's a warning call.
And also,
well, it's a weird switch.
It's not terrible, too, if they're not saying something disgusting to you,
right,
too.
If they're just like, ooh, I'm like, okay, yeah, look at it.
Well, pepper
my ass has gotten flat, so I'm like.
Yeah, look at it.
Look at it.
Somebody.
I work hard on it.
Spank me. Spank me with your shovel.
With your eyes.
Spank me with your eyes.
Oh man, yeah, firefighters too are another one where like when I was younger I was like, have a real job, and now I'm like, you save lives.
I would never date one though. I don't like their schedule.
Schedule's tough, and like the fact that they might die, and then the PTSD is tough too.
Yeah, and I'd be like, I have such bad anxiety, like I need someone who like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what I need.
You need a man that tells you your cheeks are rosy.
Oh my God,
and is kind.
He
I think you found the one. Kind of jealous.
Yeah, he's a gentleman. He's sweet. He's nice. He like listened when I talked. I was like, and he also he listened when I talked, but he like read between the lines of things I said.
Wow.
So he like made was
intuitive.
Like, yes.
Rare for a man.
Based off what I was saying, I was like, oh my God, wait, you're like actually listening. I'm gonna fuck you.
Yeah, I was gonna say you should like throw more tests out there too, just to really like, you know.
You know what I like too? When I first met him, I didn't know like what the vibe was, and so I was just extremely myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like anytime you do that around a guy, they tend to be like I'll just be like a menace, and I'll just like really be who I am. Like I had to spit my gum out, and I'm like really big about like I've never
stuck. Like, drooled it over the trash.
I was like, good. No, and I literally was like, I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do with my gum, but like I need to spit it out. And there was no like napkin on the table, and so I turned, and there was literally a leaf there, and I was like, and so mid conversation, I was like, I'm gonna put my gum in this leaf, and like put it in there, and I was like, oh my God, what do I do with it now? And he's like. He's like, you're so weird.
Where were you?
At like a nice restaurant.
And I was like, I'm guessing it was a cloth napkin.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so, but I was like, and I meant to spit it out in the bathroom and I didn't, but it's, I think he just thought it was so funny.
That is hilarious.
Instead of like thinking all of this, I was just like saying it out loud. And then I have this leaf and I was like, oh my God, what do I do it now? Like, should I throw it in the plant?
Should I eat the leaf? What if he just like ate it?
So if someone did that to me, if I was on a date and a guy did that, he's like, I don't know what to do. And he like did a bit, putting it in his mouth. Yeah. I'd be like, I love you.
Right?
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny. Like, my panties are on the floor. Yeah, yeah. I love a little freak, a weirdo.
You should have eaten the leaf.
I didn't even think about it. Sorry, dude.
I should have been in your ear.
You're funnier than me.
No. It would have been hard though. Maybe you would have like thrown up.
Well, I wouldn't have swallowed it. You would have really committed.
I don't know.
To swallow.
I don't
know.
I don't. With eating stuff, I don't think.
You don't eat a lot of leaves.
I've had friends like swallow joints when like cops were coming, kind of a thing, and like I could never. Like, we got pulled over once when I was, like, in college, and we were all, like, 19. And, like, as the cop's walking up to the car, my friend just starts swallowing roaches. And I was like, I think it would have been like, let's go to jail, sir. Like, lock me up before being able to swallow the end of a joint. So, yeah.
I'm trying to think if I ever swallowed anything weird. Sure I have. I don't know.
One time my sister and I got in a lot of trouble and my dad sent us to our rooms without dinner. Mm. And she came knocking on my door and was like, hey, since we couldn't eat dinner tonight, I brought you some post-it notes. Like, I read about it once. We could eat paper for dinner. And I'll never forget, she starts eating these like blue post-it notes.
What?
And my dad comes upstairs, he's like banging on the door and he's like, spit it out! And she's like spitting up all this like blue ink is coming out of her mouth. So I think I just watched her do it, so I don't think I ate the post-it notes. I was like, this is not a good idea. Even at, like, 8, I was like, I'm going to let you do this on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough. Siblings are weird. But you were telling me the other day that you and your sister are going to start your own pod, right?
Yeah, me and my little sister are going to start one called Life is a Joke Podcast.
It already has, like, 1,000 followers on Instagram, right? Or more than that? Last I looked, when you posted about it, is when I looked. And I was like, fuck yeah. That's, like, the hardest part is just getting anyone to give a shit. And you got...
Well, I already had that page, though. So that was supposed to be, like, I think another thing. How'd you get 1,000
followers so fast?
Instantly? I didn't even think about that. Yeah. No, I think I gained, like, 4 from that.
Oh, okay. Well, you got me.
Yeah. I saw that. And I was like, see, I love real ones. Because, like, anytime I see a friend post something, it's, like, especially in those early days, it helps so much to just like their stuff and follow their stuff. Yeah. And I never understand when, like, people don't.
I agree.
You
know,
I'm always just like,
what is it to you? Are you keeping your ratio down?
Like, yeah, because that's fucking stupid. Like, if you ever admit you're keeping your Instagram ratio down,
oh my God, let it rip.
Get a life. Yeah. Get a life, brother.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah. Who are you trying to impress with? Wow, you're so mysterious. You don't follow anybody.
I hate when they just follow themselves. The one red flag, though, I have seen a few times is like when a guy follows, like, 8,000 accounts and he has like 1,000 followers.
Yes, that's weird.
Like, yeah,
that's like a weird ratio.
Maybe keep track of your ratio then, but
especially if I go through them and it's all a bunch of women
yeah
who don't look that's, like me.
Yeah,
so like I'm not even your type and now I'm insecure.
Yeah, that's fair. Sorry, that was gross.
That's okay.
Are you jealous?
Yeah, I am. Can I have one? Just waiting for you to do it first.
Sorry.
I always hate, and like, I don't be disgusting about it.
I know. Be yourself, Taylor.
You can't. I'm having fun to beat myself. What if I just like, and like did the podcast like that?
You should.
So anyways.
My friend's husband just broke his nose and I came home to him sitting like that on Sunday.
It's hot.
Poor guy.
Good for her.
I was like, are those tampons? You always say have fun and be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I like when you do your Instagram stories, when you, promote Yay Joy.
Yeah.
I always want to write Yay Joy, but I've tagged you a few times in it. And like, whenever I go to write it, I'm like, well, I don't want to not tag you because then it feels like I'm stealing your work.
No.
But then I also don't want to like keep tying you to it, but it is kind of your saying. So I'm like torn, but I think Yay Joy needs to take off.
I think I want to get it to take off.
Yeah,
I need to start doing it more. Because, you know, that happened from, I have like a really rare genetic eye disease. And when it started to like affect my vision, that's where like Yay Joy came from. Because,
really?
Yeah, because at first I think I was dealing with like the emotions of like this diagnosis really negatively.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I was like, you know what? I have to change this because I'm like not acting like myself, you know? Mm. And I was like really sad and depressed about it. And I was like, you know what, Taylor, you need to grow up a little bit because your vision isn't terrible right now. Like, you can still do everything on your own and by yourself. And like, maybe that won't be the case one day, but you should be grateful for what you have now rather than like so worried and having this anxiety about things that haven't happened yet. And so then that just became like where it came from. So then it was like, yay, joy. So it was like,
I get emotional. That's so sweet.
So it was just giving like, and I think it helps too, to actually like call it out too, to actually be like, oh, yay, joy. Like, oh yes. Like, I'm so grateful for like, right, like being with friends, like getting to come to your house and being able to, and it's like stupid stuff too we take for granted all the time. Like,
but that's what I would always want to tag it with, is like a cup of coffee or like,
yeah,
just like a sunny day.
It's really like, when you think about it, like how much there is to be grateful for, it's like kind of disgusting when you're not grateful. Yeah. I'm like, I'm a fucking douchebag, you know? Because like so many people have so many things. Sometimes I'll be on TikTok and I'll see someone with like a very rare disease, like playing the cello. And they, like, don't have arms. And I'm like, I'm a douche. I'm a dick.
I like, feel that anytime I see, like, a colostomy bag or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, I shit out of my butthole. And I'm so lucky
And you know what? I see the baddies who, like, decorate their bags. Oh, and I'm like, wow, this bitch is, like, cooler than me.
And the way they're like, hey, this is how I change it. And you're like, way to, like, put out information that there's probably, like, a new person that might be dealing with this that, like, needs this, and you're really putting yourself out there. And
there's a couple I follow, and he's in a wheelchair and he's paralyzed from like the waist down, right? And it's so cool because they'll put out all this information. They're like, we wanted to start sharing this because there's people who we found who like didn't know there were like these options for people to like, you know, have sex or like,
oh wow,
all these different things. And I remember being fascinated by their videos too, because I always wondered that.
Yeah.
And they got these cool like little rocking things. There's like, it's interesting.
Yeah.
When I'm on TikTok, my favorite thing to do is like, I follow anyone who I fuck with. Like, I'll find someone and then
I love hitting follow.
You will see me in the comments. Yeah, hell yeah, Jimmy.
Like, I comment too. Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
I try to
do.
Keep it all really positive too. Like, I've never wanted to like, just because we put ourselves out there so much that like, you just want to be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever left a hate comment in my life. I'll maybe respond to someone and be mean, be a dick.
If something like calls for like them to be put in their place, and like if they're doing something that I think is morally wrong, I'm like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not going to, like, tear someone down.
Yeah, even if I see someone's content who I'm like, oh, this made me feel icky, like, I'll just move on.
Yeah.
I won't be like...
Well, it's funny you bring that up. It's like, I was just talking to my friend Brian, and he once called me judgmental, like, 3 years ago. And it, like, plays in an echo in my head. Yeah. Because I hated it. I was like, oh, that's such a shit way for someone that I really love and care about to think of me. Because I was asking for, like, I was like, hey, like, if there was something you, like, want to, like, give me advice on, he's like, yeah, he's like, you can be judgmental. And I was like, oh, shit, that like, really sucks. And, like, I brought it up to him recently. Like, he was with me and my mom on Thanksgiving before we went to dinner, and I brought it up to him, and he was like, yeah, I've just found that when I judge, it brings my vibe down. Like, and it's like, why would you bring yourself down when it's not even about you? And it really flipped the way I see judgment of like, when you judge, you're the one that's bringing your own vibrational energy down. So now I'm like, whenever I go to judge, I'm like, you're just bringing yourself down. Like, they don't know how you feel. You don't need to put that out there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's a good point.
Thanks. I mean, yeah, it was his point that, like, I'm, like,
31. Do you think you're judgmental or, like, bad? Did you feel like there was some truth to it? Or were you just kind of like, oh, maybe that's something that I didn't necessarily know I was doing?
I think there's some truth to it in the sense of, like, as a, like, I'm, like, a comedian. And I'm like, oh, well, the reason I'm good at what I do is because I'm so quick to be like, oh, you're like this, this, and this.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
So that's kind of how I saw it on, like, a positive way of, like, you have to be quick to judge and, like, quick to analyze, being like, you must, like, you know, wear blue socks on Thursdays. Like random where you're like trying to read someone, be very niche.
Okay, well, you know what's so interesting is I'm good at that as well. And so but I never thought about it as being judgmental, but that's 100% what it is. I'm judging you.
Yeah.
I'm judging you, and based off what I'm seeing, exactly. I'm making assumptions.
Yes. And like a lot of times they're very funny. And like if you're quick to do crowd work where you're like, oh, like you look like you only do missionary, and it's like, oh, huge laugh, but then
look like you bite your nails.
So that's kind of how I saw it, but I was also like, it's also kind of like, you know, a strength in many ways, but if it's coming off as like hurting someone or like bringing down my vibe of like, I used to be very like, well, I guess she just wants to settle down and have kids and not work. It's like, I used to be very like rah, rah, like women empowerment, like you should be in the field, like you should be working. And it's like, I have a friend that just quit her job to be a full-time mom, and like, I have always really respected her, and she's always like been one of my funnier, like, quick-witted friends. And I'm like, okay, fucking sure. Like,
yeah.
Be a stay-at-home mom. Like, you're pregnant, you're raising a toddler. Like, that's got to be really hard. Like, yes, I've had moments of being like, what do you do to keep your mind stimulated? But also, like, you're chasing a child around. Like, who am I to, like, you know? But old me would be like, wow, get a fucking life. You know?
It's, like, not funny, but it's funny.
No, it's hilarious. But I think that's just because I grew up with a mom that worked really, really hard and always, like, and I'm not saying she's not working hard, but, like, just kind of instilled, like, having your own life and, like, keeping a career. Yeah. But it's, like, that's not for everyone.
Yeah.
So.
Facts.
Thanks.
Real shit.
Yeah. But wait, back to your eye. I know you mentioned.
Just
I saw
one of them. Just kidding. Just this one.
Really?
No, it's both.
Both? Because mm-hmm. I saw on your story, you were like, I want to be more open about it this and, like, you know.
Yeah, I haven't, like, talked a ton about it.
And you don't have to talk about it here if you want to
say
it.
No, I want to talk about it now. Like, that's one of the things I really want to, like, advocate for. Mm-hmm. And actually, like, I shared one of the, like, things, like, on my story for fighting blindness, and I noticed they pinned it because it got so many views.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I can use my Instagram and stuff to, like, bring more awareness to it. Yeah. And it's also just kind of, like, blindness is such a spectrum, and yeah. It's, like, even trying to explain to people, like, what's going on with my eyes, a lot of people don't have an understanding of, like, vision loss except for, like, in the way that someone might need glasses, you mm-hmm. know? And
what's it called?
It's called Stargardt.
Okay. And it's, like, there's no way to stop it or currently?
No, there's no cure yet.
Okay.
And, but, yeah, it's genetic. It's, like, a very rare genetic eye disease. My sister has it. And that's how I found out I had it. I volunteered to be part of the genetic research. Uh-huh. One of the best doctors is actually in New York, which is cool.
You should move back.
Huh? So, I should move back for that. And so I just volunteered. And then they gave me a call one day. And they're like, hey, by the way, you have it too. And then all of a sudden I was like, hold on, this makes a lot of sense. Because I've been light sensitive my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, being around lights is really hard for me. That's why I always have a hat or, like, sunglasses on. And I always had the lights off. My mom would always be like, why are you always, like, sitting in the dark? And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know.
Is this bright?
This is bright, but it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You'd know. I'd be, like, okay. Watery. But that's why sometimes on stage it's hard because the lights are so bright and, like, my eyes will just water.
Oh,
so
wow.
I got to get some, like, tinted glasses.
Like, Troy has those glasses. I noticed you had the hat on at Troy's show.
Yeah.
It looks really cute, but sometimes it is, I've been told, like, to be careful with hats because sometimes the audience can't read your facial expressions as much.
That's part of it. I did a show and this guy was like, he's like, loved like your set, but he's like, you gotta get rid of the hat. And he's like, because it like hides your face.
Yeah.
And he's like, and that's like part of it. Like, you want the audience to be so open to you. And with the hat on, trying to block the light, sometimes I'll look down more.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's like, who's this mysterious girl on stage?
Yeah.
Telling jokes. So yeah, I gotta get some glasses and I wanna make jokes about it too. I was always like, if anything bad ever happens to me, I'll just, like, make it into, like, you know, I'll have fuel.
Honestly.
And so now I'm like, this, I feel like there are some jokes and stuff that I can make, so I feel like it's funny.
Is your vision starting to get blurry or anything?
So
or?
It's, like, with Stargardt, you lose your central vision, and so, like, I have, like, these spots in my eyes in the center.
Like, blind spots?
Where they're, like, blurry little dots.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then they're always, like, what's really annoying is they don't, like, stay put. They move, like, with your eyes.
Yeah, I have floaters, so.
It's like that. So yeah. It's like floaters like in the middle of my vision all the time.
Because, yeah, when I try to look at my floaters, they float away.
I'm always like trying to catch something. Yes. Like, I'm like.
Sometimes I'll be bored and I just watch them and I'm like, I look crazy. Yeah. Like, I'll be bored at work just like.
Me too. And I'll try to like follow it around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my mom will be like, you look insane. I'll be like, I'll like put it over her face. Yeah. I'll be like, I'm blocking your eyes.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget when I first got a floater. I thought it was, like, a gnat in my cup, and I kept throwing my cup away.
So what,
I was like,
what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your eyes?
I just have floaters. You just got floaters? It's, like, the back of your eye gets dried up and breaks off, and then it just floats around for the rest of your life. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know there are so many of them.
Yeah, mine's, like, a little jelly substance that, like, builds up in your
eye.
And
they can't clean it out?
Mm-mm. No. But the nice thing is there's, like, preventative stuff you can do. So I'm on, like, a medication that's, like, preventative for, like clinical trials and stuff. But the only thing with that is, like, then that makes me, like, lose weight. And so then it's, like, that's kind of, like.
What a bummer.
No, it's, like, a bummer up until like,
you,
a certain point.
You already look, yeah.
And then
yeah.
I was, like, I look like a little boy, you know? And then I'm just, like, oh, my God, I, like, want to eat. And I always, like, wanted to be, like, so skinny my whole life. Mm. And now it's, like, kind of reaching the opposite end where I'm like, I just want to like fucking eat, bro. And like, yeah, I can't. Yeah. So, but it's a, you know, pros and cons. Like everyone's got stuff. That's totally the thing. And so it's just like,
that's scary though.
Is what it is. Yeah.
My mom lost vision in her, I forget which eye. I want to say right eye. She had like a tumor on her like optic nerve.
Oh.
And so she was losing her vision like fully. And like she just would be like, yeah, I can't see out of my right eye anymore. It's like Vaseline's on my eye. And I'm like, well, that's a problem. And she like, no doctors were like helping her. They're like, must be your cataract surgery that went wrong. And then finally she went to Johns Hopkins and they were like, oh, you have lymphoma on your optic nerve.
Oh, gosh.
To get it, we have to remove your eye and get a sample, and then because we're not going to remove it fully because it's too like close to the nerve and it could cause permanent blindness. Did the crazy surgery, figured out what it was, and they created a mask for her, and then they did radiation that only went to the spot. It was like the craziest
thing. I think my friend's mom went through some of this. Did you have to have a plate in her eye at some point? And it like,
not a plate, no. But she had to wear a patch for a few days.
Okay, but yeah, my friend's mom had something similar, and it was like crazy. It's crazy what they can do.
No, it's nuts. Like, just hearing, because I read an article they wrote about it in Hopkins, like, medicine magazine, and it was so scary to read the, like, chances and the fact that they've never, like, done this before, and they're like, this is, like, a full-on, like, experimental surgery, and I'm like, if I had known all of this with her going to the hospital, I would have, like, been throwing up on myself.
Yeah, sometimes it's better to just not even look into it. Yes. I remember with my friend's mom, I told my friend, because I was looking into it for her, and I was like, don't. I was like, don't look it up. Like, I know everything you need to know, and you don't want to know it. Yeah. You know?
And her mom's okay now?
And her mom's okay now, yeah. Good. And I love her mom. She's such a sweet lady.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy that you're, like, okay for now, and I really like the yay joy thing, and I think to cause awareness and really like further that message would be, you know, it's like I want you to do it more because like I want to keep doing it, but I'll keep tagging you, but I'm like I just think everyone should have like their yay joy,
and it's fun I think to spread something like so positive too, and to like kind of get it. I have some people who are like some of my followers who like every time I post a picture they'll be like yay joy orange heart, you know.
Cute.
And I'm just like, that's so me.
That is so you. But I love that.
I want to make hats. That's one thing I'm working on, is making hats, because I wear so many hats, and so I want to make like a really cute one and then maybe donate some of the money and stuff to that.
If you need help, I mean, I like have a Printful account. It's like,
oh yeah, didn't you make hats? Don't you have hats?
I make all the things. Like,
say like it's stupid bitch or something.
They say stupid. I have one here.
Oh my god, I want one.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. But yeah, it's like, it's actually really easy, and it's like, just get it started.
Yeah.
Like, you have the platform. Like, make the Printful. Like, I'll show you. It's easy, and just getting that message out. I'm like, I want a yay joy.
I want a yay joy all of us.
I want a yay joy. I have a friend that she had a company called Little Moments Of.
Okay.
And it was that same concept, but she's kind of like let it kind of fall.
Yeah.
But it's all about, like her friend committed suicide, and like that kind of started the. Yeah.
I'll cry.
Yeah, no, it's so sad. But it was all about like, remember, like, it's all worth living.
Oh,
and like,
God, yeah. See, yeah. I'm soft.
So, but no one has done yay joy, so. And I remember like, I was about to host in Naples last year. It was this time last year. And I was behind this wall, behind the stage. And I was, like, staring at the wall. And I said, have fun and be yourself. And I thought of you. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, I needed that message. And it's, like, we say these things online all the time. And, like, you don't know where it's going or who it's sticking with. And I remember thinking that. And I was, like, okay. And I think I made an Instagram story. You might have commented. But I was, like, I'm just going to go have fun and be myself.
Yes. And I think I was, like, I love this. But it's so true. And that was, like, such a – that's actually originally from, like, a meme that I saw. And it was, like, Fight Club's all about, like, having fun and being yourself. And then I kind of, like, adopted that because I was just, like, every time I do go into a situation and I am just having fun and being my true self and just being genuinely who I am, even if it's, like, embarrassing or awkward, I feel like even just calling it out, like, with the gum thing where I was like, what do I do with this, you know? Yeah, yeah. People are, like, people can almost, it feels like your walls come down, so they bring theirs down. And then everyone's just connecting on, like, a human-to-human level without, like, all this extra stuff of trying to, like, maybe be something or impress people. And then I think it like really makes people feel comfortable around you. Yeah. And that's what I love. I love when people like feel really comfortable around me, or that's like the best compliment I can get, is that like, oh, when I'm around you, I feel like I can really be myself. Love and that. I'm like, that makes me feel so good. Cause if I'm in a situation where I don't feel like I can be myself, I'm like, give me the fuck out of here. I'm like, I'm so uncomfortable.
Well, it's like
tough
that
Maya crowd. Like,
it's like that Maya Angelou quote that's like, people won't remember what you said, they'll remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
And it's just like the ultimate thing where it's like you want people around you just to feel good.
Yeah, there's probably, that's probably one of the best compliments too, is actually when all that stuff happened with my ex and I had posted that, I had some people send me just like really nice messages being like, and it was things I never noticed, people noticed about me.
Aww.
But they sent me these messages and they were like, hey, I just wanted to let you know, like, you know, the way you treated my girlfriend this one night, she talks about it to this day, just you made her feel so seen, and yeah, like all these other girls were making her kind of like feel uncomfortable, and like the fact that you were like, no, I'm taking the time to like come and talk to her, he's like, that said so much about your character, so I want you to know, like, people know like your heart and who you are.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
I was like I'm literally crying.
That's
like,
so sweet, because
you know I do stuff like that, and it's like, because I know what it's like to feel like that person, you can kind of read the room.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I never want someone to feel that way or feel uncomfortable, but then you never notice like who notices,
yeah,
what and why you're doing it, you know?
Yes, and it comes out in random ways. It always comes back what you put out, and it's like when you needed it most during that time, like,
yeah,
seeing those messages, you're probably like, oh, like, I'm good. Like, this guy's, yeah, like, we're amazing people.
Was I supposed to look at the camera? I just noticed I've been staring at you this whole time.
No, you don't have to look at it. It's angled weird.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's,
yeah,
because
it'd be weird if I talked to you like this, right? I feel like if I did this, like, I'm a narcissist. If I did the whole podcast like this, you should not be friends with me.
You're doing great.
Sorry, anyways.
If I was doing this right, there would be a camera on you, and then one here, and then we'd be able to look at each other, and then I would be able to edit it all in a really cool way, but
we're on the ground floor. We're getting there, right?
We're bootstrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're, you know, it's all stupid.
We got this.
Yeah, we did.
We have this.
Amazon. $30.
Let's go.
Right?
Not bad. Also cute. So you love Mackie Mills.
I sure do.
I have a set list from one of his shows, the Blue Slide Park Tour.
Stop.
That was taped to the stage.
Stop.
And I trampled every girl at the concert. Stop. And I was so much taller than them to get it. I think I like pushed a girl down and like used her. I felt so terrible. And I was like, I'm getting this. And I still have it like with my ticket.
That's amazing.
I know, right?
Wow.
If I ever die, you can have it. In Iowa, me and all my friends drove when I used to work at Portillo's, which is like a fast food place.
So funny.
And we all like hopped in a car and like went to go see him. Tickets were like $40.
No, literally, I saw him in Baltimore at like some disgusting club called Bourbon Street. And I waited behind the stage and they were like, look, you can only stay back here if you don't touch him when he comes down. And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't touch him. Like, obviously, I'm not going to touch him.
Yeah.
And it's like me and like five girls are like snuck back there. And he comes running down the stairs, and I grabbed his arm, and I think I sank my nail so deep into it, and I did not let go. It was like something else came over me. Like, I've never been that girl, but, like, I was possessed. And, like, I think he had to, like, shake his arm away from me because I was, like, I couldn't let go.
Oh, and that's funny.
Like,
you have to touch
him. That was, like, the one thing we told you not to do. And I was, like, see you later. I'm going to go watch a show. And they're, like, go fuck yourself.
You're, like, I couldn't help
yes,
it.
Yes, I have touched Mac Miller's arm.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I had his DNA in my fingernails for like a good 48 hours probably.
Wow.
I know. I loved
it.
Yeah,
like I have it in a drawer over there and it's been growing bacteria.
Yeah,
I have a tiny
still.
Mac Miller in a petri dish.
Yeah, my obsession is a little much, but he really was like our age. Like Senior Skip Day came out when I was a senior. Like his music felt like it was like written for my soundtrack of my life.
Yeah, Senior Skip Day. I remember finding it on YouTube before like it like, and that's the thing too is like I think nowadays when you like find those artists so early, you almost feel like you're like so a part of their journey.
It's like we dug in a ground and like found them and like created them.
Yeah,
I used to use like SoundCloud and like Good Music All Day and. There's another, like, The Collection. There's all these different, like, platforms to, like, find the music on that you're like, I found this. I made this.
Yeah. You're welcome, Mac Miller.
Yeah. Even Wiz Khalifa, all of his stuff kind of came out at that time. Well, they used to tour together. So I saw them together a few times.
Do you know what's funny is actually Wiz Khalifa was probably one of the most embarrassing I've ever been because I don't really care about celebrities too much. Like one time, like when I met Kanye, I almost shit my pants. And then if I met Adam Sandler, I'd poop my pants.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like I met Wiz Khalifa and I didn't think like I cared that much.
Yeah.
But I walk into a studio, my friend invites me, and Wiz Khalifa is there recording. And so I was like, be cool, man. And I'm drunk. I'm drunk as fuck.
Shit.
So I'm just like sitting up too straight. Yeah, and then like I don't say anything the whole time. And I'm just like, how do you be cool? Fuck. And then when I go to say goodbye, I shake his hand and I go, goodbye, Wiz. Like, just, like, later, Wiz. Like, not cool at all.
Later,
and,
Wiz?
Uh-huh. Like, I was like, Mr. Wiz. And I was like,
And then does he even go by Wiz? Like, I don't even know. I've never said just Wiz.
Yeah, what? Who do I think I am? Who am
I? I don't know.
And so I was just like, Wiz. I remember I walked out and I was like, hey, I don't want to go to the studio anymore ever again. I was like, no one invite me there.
Played, like, later Wiz in your head 100 times.
Yeah, and I was like, and I think I stood in line and like shook his hand like a politician. Like, what am I doing?
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Wow, good times. Okay, so I did write down a few random things.
Okay,
but
fine.
I feel like you and I went through some similar things this year with, like, you know, relationships and weird shit. And I was like, I just want to ask, like, what would be, like, one of your biggest lessons this year has taught you?
Oh, my God. That I have to be more careful with who I trust and my heart.
Okay.
Because there's been – I've had a lot of people, like – I feel like take advantage of my kindness and take advantage of, like, even my friendship or my time and and in ways that I thought that I was just doing it to be a good person and a good friend. And then I realized that I've wasted so much time with people who didn't actually care about me and maybe were like, didn't have the greatest intentions. And I'm kind of upset with myself for not having better boundaries and seeing through the facade of people, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's tough. But I feel like you're not letting it make you jaded. It's just making you aware.
Yeah. I have to be aware. Like, yeah. That's the thing. And even my family said it. They're like, sometimes you're like a little naive too.
Okay.
I think that the world is all like sunshine, lollipops.
Yay, joy.
Everybody wants to be my friend. And let's all have a really good time. And like, it's not always like that, but yeah, I want it to be. So totally. I want to create an environment where it's like that. Like if I have someone who is like, if you are my friend, like, you are my friend through and through, and, like, I'm never going to hurt you, and I'm not going to, like, have ill intentions towards you.
Yeah.
And I want you to win, and I'm not jealous, and, like, and that's because that's, I'm, like, really intentional about being a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was younger, I don't think I understood how to be a friend, like, middle school and high school.
Yeah.
And then when I grew up, I was like, wow, I really want to be a good friend, because it's hard for me to have really good friends.
Yeah.
So when I find people, I just, like, if I love you, I love you.
Yeah.
And I'll love you for all the time, forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I think some people know that and know I'd do anything for them, and that's where sometimes it doesn't feel reciprocated. And that can be, not that I'm doing it to get anything out of
totally.
It totally, but it's like sometimes it's like, well, if I want it to be mutual, that I'm there anytime you need me and I'd like you to be there anytime I need you.
Well, that's the saying, it's like you expect people to treat you the way you treat them. Yeah. And it's like this, well, I give you this, I get this, because I would never want, it's like I'm not looking for anything.
That's
else.
What friendship is. Yeah. I think, you know. Have you ever seen Winnie the Pooh? The way he treats his gang? You ever seen him and Christopher Robin?
Yeah, guys.
That's where I'm operating from.
Do
I don't
you think
know.
That those lessons came at you harder in LA versus when you were here?
100%. Yeah.
I'm not trying to do like an LA versus New York battle, but like I do feel like that environment breeds what you've experienced.
100%. So. And like I even lost like a really good girlfriend to just like, that's another thing too, is I think that when people, just where people's priorities lie. And, like, maybe you feel this way, too. Sometimes I feel like because, like, what was I going to say? Okay, so, like.
I'm, like, locked in. I'm
like
sat.
14
like,
different
yeah, priorities
things
talk
to
about
say.
It. Because I feel like this in our industry.
Like, do you feel like. So, if I don't hang around comics or people that are funny, I feel like such a fucking freak. And then when I do, I'm like, oh, I'm not weird. I'm just around the wrong people.
Totally.
So I think that I was around the wrong people for a long time. And based off the other job that I had, it was kind of like, those are the people I was surrounding myself with, but we didn't have a ton in common.
Yeah.
And so then I always felt like there was something wrong with me. And now when I hang out with comedians, like the other night we were at Broadway and all of us hung out till like 2 a.m, I was like, God, this is so refreshing. Everyone in here has like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, God, this is so nice. And it's so nice when you don't have to carry the team.
Totally. It's funny you say that because I'll be with a crew of comedians and I'll be like, gosh, we're funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, duh. But like, it's that quick banter and like, it's like playing tennis with another. It's like if you're a pro tennis player and you're playing with other professionals, like, this is the best game of my life.
Yeah.
And it's like when you find yourself on the court all the time, you're like, wait, this is awesome. Like,
yeah.
And I'm very lucky that a lot of my friends outside of comedy are also really awesome and funny. And like they'll also just like laugh at me in ways that it's like it keeps it really fun. But I couldn't agree more with like the community and like I'm always thinking like that was really funny. It's like it's like how we think, and it's like we're really lucky that we're all like minded in the sense of like we have these big dreams and like they're hard. Like there's not a lot of people at the top, and like it's a small community, so it feels really like it's within reach. But you have to be close to everyone in it. Otherwise, it's going to get really lonely and sad.
It does. And I'm, like, such a little freak, too. Like, if I'm by myself, I'm always, like, making up a song or, like, thinking of something or, like, doing a voice. Like, my little sister will be like, please go take a fucking improv class. Like, I'm always like, like, all the time. My family's like, there's something wrong with you. And it's just, like, I just love doing stuff like that. Yeah. So that's, like, even with guys I date, like, it has to be someone, like, who can play with me, you know?
Totally.
Like, I have to be able to be like, hey, you're sitting here, and they're, like, going to do it back, you know? Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, I love you. Like, this is awesome.
I feel the same way where it's, like, there's always somebody, like, they're like, don't date another comedian. And it's, like, this is how we think. Like,
it's hard.
It's, like,
okay,
what if you thought of it this way? And you're, like, wait, that's such a good idea. Like, yeah.
It's hard because it's, like, I don't want to date comedians, but I also, like, have to date someone who's really funny.
Exactly. It's the same dilemma I have where I'm, like, no, I don't want to date a comedian, but I want to date someone really funny that has a really interesting dream that's always pushing themselves towards it and, like, is
and
in
who
this
gets
world,
me and who like gets who my gets schedule. You and what you're doing, yeah, and who understands like your jokes and stuff, yeah.
It's hard.
It's tough, because comedians we're also like I feel like a little insane.
Insane.
Yeah, I'm insane.
We're insane, but at least we are aware of it. Yeah. I get a little worried that sometimes the ones that are really good are like the most insane, and you're like,
I think that's true.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful lesson. So then taking that, what are your goals for 2025 with comedy and like, what do you want to do next?
I think that, well, honestly, now just like getting up on stage has been so helpful. And so I think just making it a point to do that more, I'd like to just build like a really, really solid set. And and definitely comedy's probably the one thing I'm going to focus on the most this year. Yeah. And I like need to post more on Instagram. I need to do more skits and reels and all different types of shows. And, you know, because I like love doing stand-up, but it's like I want to get my feet wet in a lot of different things and really find out where I'm good at and what I love doing, you know? So.
Because I feel like with that, with comedy, like, do you have a specific goal, or are you just kind of like, I want to just be in the world and see where it takes me?
I think it's just like when I got to a place where I was blessed enough to be comfortable to be like, okay, what are my dreams and passions? What do I really want to do with my life? It was like comedy was the answer.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I just, as long as I'm doing it, I'm very happy.
I love that.
And 2025, I really want to get comfortable on stage. Cause I think once I do get really comfortable, then I feel like I'm going to really be able to like
have fun and
shine
be
and kind of find my voice. Yeah. And have fun and be myself up there.
I love that. Aww. Okay, well, any parting words for the people? Where can they find you? Where can they watch your comedy? Yeah.
At TayLavie, TayLavie on everything.
Woo!
And yeah, have fun and be yourself. Yay, joy, right?
Love that.
Stay stupid.